சைத்தன் சொல்றாயனமும் ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய சரிதாமிரதம் ஆதிலீலா ஷோடஷ பரிச்சயம் சாப்டர் 16 103
சைசோ
ও কালি মিলিব আমার
আজি বাসনা
শুনিব সোমার মুখে শাস্ত্রীর বিচার
শুনিব সোমার মুখে
নিজ ঘরে গেলা দুই জন
এই মতে নিজ ঘরে গেলা দুই জন
কবি রাত্রে কইল সর সতী আরাধন
কবি রাত্রে
স্বপ্নে তারে উপদেশ কইল সাক্ষাৎ ঈশ্বর করি প্রভুকে জানিল
সাক্ষাৎ ঈশ্বর করি
প্রাতে আসি প্রভু পদে লইল শরণ
প্রাতে আসি প্রভু পদে
প্রভু কৃপা কইল তার খণ্ডিল বন্ধন
প্রভু কৃপা কইল তার
ভাগ্যবন্ত দিগ্বিজয়ী সফল জীবন
ভাগ্যবন্ত দিগ্বিজয়ী সফল জীবন
বিদ্যাবলী পাইল মহা প্রভুর চরণ এসব লীলা বর্ণী আছে বৃন্দাবন দাস
এসব লীলা বর্ণী আছে
কিছু বিশেষ ইহা করিল প্রকাশ
কিছু বিশেষ ইহা
চৈতন্য গোসাঁইর লীলা অমৃতের ধার
চৈতন্য গোসাঁইর লীলা
সর্বেন্দ্রিয় তৃপ্ত হো শ্রবণী যার
সর্বেন্দ্রিয় তৃপ্ত হো
শ্রী রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে আর আসো
শ্রী রূপ
ଅମୃତୋ ଓହେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦାସ
ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରିତାମୃତ
ଶୈଶବ ସାଫଲ୍ୟ କିଛୁ ନା ଲବେ ଆମାର ଶିଷ୍ୟର ସମାନ ମୁଇଁ ନା ହଉ ତମାର ଅହମ୍ ବୋଲି ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ୱିଥ୍ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଟୁ ଗଡ୍ ଇଟ୍ ହାଉ ହମ୍ବଲ୍ ଇଜ୍ ବଟ୍ ହି ସେଜ୍ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ନଟ୍ ଇଭେନ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଟୁ ବି ୟୋର୍ ଡିସାଇପଲ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଏ ପପ୍ଡ ଅପ୍ ପଣ୍ଡିତ ସ୍କଲ ଅପ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ସେ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ନଟ୍ ଇଭେନ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଟୁ ବି ୟୋର୍ ଡିସାଇପଲ୍ Therefore, kindly do not take seriously whatever childish impudence I have shown. So loving dealings, very pleasing dealings. This is Mahaprabhu's motto. His dealings are very pleasing dealings, not harsh at all. Not harsh at all. Pridipurna vyavahar, juktipurna katha. That's Mahaprabhu's way of dealing. ପ୍ରୀତିପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ବ୍ୟବହାର ଯୁକ୍ତିପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ କଥା ହିଜ୍ ଡିଲିଂସ୍ ଆର୍ ଭେରି ପ୍ଲିଜିଂ ଦିସ୍ କେସ୍ ଅଫ୍ କାଶ୍ମୀର ଦି ପୋଏଟ୍ ଚାମ୍ପିଅନ୍ ପୋଏଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ସୋ ପପ୍ଡ ଅପ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଏ ବୟ ଚାଇଲ୍ଡ ହି ଟିଚେସ୍ ଗ୍ରାମର୍ ଟୁ ଚିଲ୍ଡ୍ରେନ୍ ଏ ବି ସି ଡି ଓନ୍ଲି ହି ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ନୋ ଦିସ୍ ଅଳଙ୍କାର ଶାସ୍ତ୍ର ଦି ରେଟୋରିକ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସୋ ଡିସ୍ରିଗାର୍ଡିଂ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସୋ ମଚ୍ ଡିସ୍ରିଗାର୍ଡ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ବଟ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଡେଲ୍ଟ ୱିଥ୍ ହିମ୍ ସୋ ନାଇସ୍ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ନଟ୍ ଇଭେନ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଟୁ ବି ୟୋର୍ ଡିସାଇପଲ୍ ଦେୟାରଫୋର୍ କାଇଣ୍ଡଲି ଡୁ ନଟ୍ ଟେକ୍ ସିରିୟସ୍ଲି ୱାଟ୍ ଏଭର୍ ଚାଇଲ୍ଡ ଇଜ୍ ଇମ୍ପ୍ୟୁଡେନ୍ସ ହାଜ୍ ସୋନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ୍ କ୍ରଷ୍ଟ ଇଜ୍ ପ୍ରାଇଡ୍ ଭେରି ନାଇସ୍ ସୋଇଂ ଇଜ୍ ଡିଫେକ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଭର୍ସ କୋଟିଂ ୱାନ୍ ଭର୍ସ ଏକ୍ଜାକ୍ଟଲି ଦ ଚାମ୍ପିଅନ୍ ବିକମ୍ ଆଷ୍ଟୋନିଷ୍ଟ ହାଉ ହି କୋଟେଡ୍ ଦି ଭର୍ସ ଏକ୍ଜାକ୍ଟଲି I quoted the verse like a cyclone, Zunjabhata. And it is own composition. He didn't quote it from any sastra. How could he remember? How could he quote it exactly? This first crossing is right. Ajib asa jao kali milivo avar, sunivo tumar mukhi sastra vichar. Please go back home and tomorrow we may meet again so that I may hear discourses and the sastras from your mouth. So, during the night everything will be completely changed. Ehi mate nija ghare gela dvijana kavi ratre koila saraswati aradhana. In this way both the poet and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to their homes and at night the poet worshipped Mother Saraswati. ସରସ୍ୱତୀ ସ୍ୱପ୍ନେ ତାରି ଉପଦେଶ କହିଲ ସାକ୍ଷାତ ଈଶ୍ୱର କରି ପ୍ରଭୁକେ ଜାଣିଲ ଇନ୍ ଏ ଡ୍ରିମ୍ ଦି ଗଡ୍ ହେଜ୍ ଇନଫର୍ମଡ୍ ହିମ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ୍ସ ପୋଜିସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦି ପୋଏଟିକ୍ ଚାମ୍ପିଅନ୍ କୁଡ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦ ଲର୍ଡ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଦି ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଗଡ୍ ହିମ୍ସେଲ୍ଫ ସୋ ହି ହାଜ୍ ଡିସ୍ରିଗାର୍ଡେଡ୍ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଗଡ୍ ହେଡ୍ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ଅଫେନ୍ସ ହି ହାଜ୍ କମିଟେଡ୍ ପ୍ରାତେ ଆସି ପ୍ରଭୁ ପଦେ ଲଇଲ ଶରଣ ପ୍ରଭୁ କୃପା କହିଲ ତାହାର ଖୁଣ୍ଡିଲ ବନ୍ଧନ ନେକ୍ସଟ ମର୍ଣ୍ଣିଂ ଦି ପୋଏଟ୍ କେମ୍ ଟୁ ଲର୍ଡ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ସରେଣ୍ଡର ଟୁ ହିଜ୍ ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ କମ୍ପ୍ଲିଟ୍ ଚେଞ୍ଜ ୱାନ୍ ନାଇଟ୍ କମ୍ପ୍ଲିଟ୍ ଚେଞ୍ଜ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ବେଷ୍ଟୋଡ୍ ହିଜ୍ ମର୍ସି ଅପନ୍ ହିମ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ କଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଅଲ୍ ହିଜ୍ ବଣ୍ଡେଜ୍ ଟୁ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ଆଟାଚ୍ମେଣ୍ଟ ଦି ସେମ୍ ପ୍ରୋସେସ୍ ଆଡ୍ଭୋକେଟେଡ୍ ବାଇ ଲର୍ଡ ଶ୍ରୀ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଟିଚିଂସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଭଗବତ୍ ଗୀତା ଆଜ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସରେଣ୍ଡର ଟୁ ମି ଇନ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଇନ୍ଷ୍ଟାନ୍ସେସ୍ was advocated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The champion surrendered unto the Lord, and the Lord favored him. One who is favored by Lord is freed from mortal bondage, stated in Bhagavad Gita, Tekta deham punar janma naiti mangeti sorjuna. Bhagyavanta jigjijayi sakal sabhal jivan. Vidyabale pailo Mahaprabhu racharan. The poetic champion was certainly most fortunate. His life was successful. By dint of his vast learning and erudite scholarship, and thus he attained the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purported by Srila Prabhupada, Narottamdas Thakur has sung that the best qualification for taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya is to the most fallen, because the Lord came specifically to deliver the fallen souls. In this age there are very few scholars. Almost everyone is fallen, meat eater, drunkard, woman hunter, or gambler. Such persons are never considered learned scholars, even if they pose as such. Because the so-called scholars superficially see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates with the fallen souls. They think that he is meant for lower class of men, but they do not need them. Need him. Thus, such scholars do not take the Krishna consciousness movement to be puffed up with the false learning. Therefore, is a disqualification for accepting the Krishna consciousness movement. But there is a special example, for although the poetic champion was a greatly learned scholar, Lord also favored him because of his humble submission. Esava lila panyasin vrindavanadaso je kichu vishesa yaha karila prakasa. Srila Vrindavanadasa Thakur describes all these incidents elaborately. I have only presented specific incidents he has not described. Chaitanya Gosain Lila Amrutir Dhar Sarvendriya Truttahoy Sravani Dhar. The nectar and drops of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes can satisfy the senses of everyone who hears them. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padedaraso Chaitanya Chaitanya Kahi Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, only desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Chaitanya, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, Adilila, 16th chapter, describes the pastimes of Lord, the childhood and youth. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, daya karo more,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu,
Yedayalo jagato sansare
Toma bina yedayalo jagato sansare
Papito pavana hetu pavamo taro Sampa ita prabhu na bhai veharo
mo sampa ita prabhu na bhai veharo
aa prabhu nityanando premanando sukhi
aa prabhu nityanando
Pavalo Konakaro Ami Bodo Duki
Pavalo Konakaro Ami Bodo Duki
Nayakoro Sita Poti Adeto Gosai
Nayakoro
Abo kripa bole pai chaitanya nitai
Abo kripa bole pai chaitanya
nitai Asurup sanatana ruparaghunatho Bhata Jugo Sriva Prabhu Lokanatho
Bhata Jugo Sriva Prabhu
Lokanatho Naya Kura Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivaso Sangoma ଶଙ୍କର କଥା ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ତାଙ୍କ ପର୍ପୋଟରେ କହୁଛନ୍ତି ନରୋତ୍ତମ ଦାସ ଠାକୁର ସଙ୍ଗ ଦାଟ ଦି ବେଷ୍ଟ କ୍ୱାଲିଫିକେସନ ଫର ଟେକିଂ ସେଲ୍ଟର ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଓ ଲର୍ଡ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଇଜ୍ ଟୁ ବି ଦି ମୋଷ୍ଟ ଫଲନ୍ ବିକଜ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ କେମ୍ ସ୍ପେସିଫିକାଲି ଟୁ ଡେଲିଭର ଦି ମୋଷ୍ଟ ଫଲନ୍ ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ ଦୟାକର ମୋରେ ତୁମା ବିନା କିଏ ଦୟାଳୁ ଜଗତ ସୁଧାରେ ନରୋତ୍ତମ ଦାସ ଠାକୁର ଅଫର୍ସ ଦିସ୍ ପ୍ରେୟାର ସୋ ପିଟିଅସଲି କ୍ରାଇମ୍ ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ହାଭ୍ ୟୋର୍ ମର୍ସି ଅନ୍ ମି ଅଲ୍ ମର୍ସିଫୁଲ୍ ୱଣ୍ଡରଫୁଲି ମର୍ସିଫୁଲ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ହୁଇଜ୍ ଆଜ୍ ମର୍ସିଫୁଲ୍ ଆଜ୍ ୟୁ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ନୋବଡି ଇଜ୍ ଆଜ୍ ମର୍ସିଫୁଲ୍ ଆଜ୍ ୟୁ ଇନ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ଅତୀତ ପାବନ ହେତୁ ତପବତାର ମୋର ସମ୍ପତ୍ତି ତ ପ୍ରଭୁ ନା ପାଇବେ ହିୟର୍ ଇଟ୍ ସେଜ୍ ସ୍ପେସିଫିକାଲି ଲର୍ଡ କେମ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ କେମ୍ ଟୁ ଡେଲିଭର ଦି ଫଲନ୍ ସୋ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ନରୋତ୍ତମ ଦାସ ଠାକୁର ସେ ପତିତ ପାବନ ହେତୁ ତପ ଅବତାର ଦି ପର୍ପସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଡିସେଣ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ଇଜ୍ ଟୁ ଡେଲିଭର ଦି ମୋଷ୍ଟ ଫଲନ୍ ସୋଲ୍ସ ମୋ ସମ ପତିତ ପ୍ରଭୁ ନା ପାଇବାର ୟୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ସଚ୍ ଏ ଫଲନ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ଦି ମୋଷ୍ଟ ଫଲନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୟୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ସଚ୍ ଏ ଫଲନ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ and you are the deliverer of the fallen, specifically your avatar incarnation, this age of Kali, is to deliver the most fallen souls. I am the most fallen soul. You cannot get such a fallen soul as I am. So I deserve your mercy. Isn't it? You deserve. Thinking, one thinks I'm the most fallen, only he deserves the mercy. Only he deserves the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, how can one be that? Everything, I'm not fallen, great! I will get mercy of Mahaprabhu. Who thinks I'm great? I'm not fallen, I'm very elevated. He cannot get. He has no qualification. To surrender unto Mahaprabhu, that how can he get the favor of Mahaprabhu, mercy of Mahaprabhu? Thing seems very great. Therefore he says, Mosama Patita Prabhu na paibya. You'll never get such a fallen soul as I am. I am the most fallen, most degraded. Therefore says, lowest of the low. Lowest of the low. You understand? Smad Visuni Chena means more insignificant than a blade of grass lying in the street. And the lowest of the low. If one chronological list will be prepared, the my name will come at the bottommost position. Do you understand? Bottommost. Nobody is below me. Isn't it? Everybody is above me. That is the Tunadapi Sunichabhav. That is the mentality of how one should think oneself more insignificant than a blade of grass lying in the street. Understand? E prakar manaprati na hale mahaprabhu ko charan ashra kari paribo na tumi a mahaprabhu kar krupa milibo na eta kotha ta kaha jauchi of the lotus feet of lord chaitanya is to be the most fallen because the lord came specifically to deliver the fallen souls. Yes. So this is the example here. The poetic champion was certainly most fortunate. His life was successful by dint of his vast learning and erudite scholarship, and thus he attained the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next morning when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and surrendered unto his lotus feet, Lord bestowed his mercy upon him and cut off all his bondage to material attachment. Mahaprabhu is so merciful, wonderfully merciful. He showers his mercy indiscriminately. So in purpose, Srila Prabhupada that to say, Nartam Das Thakura's song, that the best qualification for taking shelter of the lotus feet of Chaitanya is to be the most fallen, because the Lord came specifically to deliver the fallen souls. Specifically came to fallen souls in Kali Yuga, all are fallen, most fallen. All are more than Jagai and Malha is in Kali Yuga. All. Therefore, Mahaprabhu specifically descended here, came here to deliver these fallen souls. This is, there are very few scholars. Almost everyone is a fallen meat-eater, drunkard, woman-hunter, or gambler. Such persons are never considered learned scholars, even they are engaged in all these activities. How they will be considered as great scholars, learned scholars, if they are engaged in meat-eating, drinking, liquor, and illicit sex, and gambling, and all are engaged. But they pose as great scholars. Therefore, Prabhupada, such person never considered learned scholars, even if they pose as such. Because these so-called scholars superficially see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates with the fallen souls, they disregard Mahaprabhu. They think that he is meant for a lower class of men, but we are very higher class of men. We don't need him. Such puffed up persons. Thus, such scholars do not take to Krishna consciousness. They cannot take to Krishna consciousness, puffed up persons. To be puffed up with false learning, therefore, is a disqualification for accepting Krishna consciousness movement. Unless one becomes so humble, how we can accept this process of Krishna consciousness? You see how Mahaprabhu is so humble? How he says that champion, poet, such puffed up scholar, I am not even fit to be your disciple. Who is Supreme Personality God? He is so humble. He never speaks things erotically. This is Mahaprabhu teaching in Sikhyastra Katranath, Visunichena, Sarori, Vasaishnana, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtanya, Sadahari. Mahaprabhu's most famous teaching, most important teaching. Kaviraj Goswami says, make a garland of this verse, put around your neck, there, do Haribhajan. Otherwise you cannot do Haribhajan. Thinking oneself more insignificant than a blade of grass lying on the street. Lowest of the law. Where is? Pride. Tarori vasaisana, be as tall and as free. Amani manala. Don't demand respect for yourself. Rather pay respect to one and all. Krishna adhisthana jnani, because Krishna is there. You understand? This should be the mentality. And Mahaprabhu practically exhibits this. Though he is Supreme Personality Godhead. He never says this theoretically. Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. He himself practices this. This is special characteristic of Mahaprabhu. His special characteristic. So, when Keshav Kashi is a poet, puffed up poet, came next morning because at night that poet offered worship to Saraswati Devi. Goddess Saraswati, who said, oh, whom you met today, is Supreme Personality of God, it is my husband. Then he understood, but you are disregarding, he is a boy who was teaching the ABCD of grammar. So disregard, because thinking himself very great, such a great learned scholar, he don't know Alankara Shastra, he only teaching the children grammar, ABCD. All alphabets teaching. Teaching only the Nalankara, this metaphors, this rhetoric. I am great. So disregard. Still Mahaprabhu showered his mercy on such a person. You understand? Then Saraswati Devi came. Then everything changed during night time. Next morning came, surrendered unto Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Surrendered unto the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu showered his mercy. And Krishna says that same thing, let's say, most concluding instruction, last conclusion Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritejya māmekam śaraṇam braja, abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender, complete surrender, unconditional surrender, complete surrender, unconditional surrender, not artificial, not partial, not conditional, complete surrender. unconditional surrender. Yes, he gets the mercy. Krishna, he gets mercy, Mahaprabhu. The same. Chaitanya Chandra Amrita. Tadananda Saraswati Parse. Yatha yatha Gaura Padahara Bindi. Bindita Bhaktiṃ Krita Punya Rāsi. Tatha tatha tasat sarpati hrudya kasmat radha padam vado sadam murasi. You have translation? All right.
When a pious person attains devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Gaura, the ocean of nectar from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani suddenly floods his heart.
Sansara dukhadalado patitasya kama prudhadi nakramakari kavali krutasya prudhadi Durbhasana nigadatasya nirasvayasya chaitanya chandramama dehi padavalambam.
I am chained by sinful desires. I have fallen into the painful ocean of repeated birth and death. The sharks and crocodiles of lust and anger are devouring me alive. I have no shelter. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, please rescue me. Please give me shelter at your lotus feet.
Samsar Sindhu Parani Hudayunjadisyat Sankirtanamutarase Ramati Manaschit Premam Budhau Viharani Jadichitta Pratit Chaitanya Chandra Charani Saranam Prayatu.
If one's heart is set on crossing beyond the ocean of repeated birth and death, if one's heart relishes the sweet nectar of Krishna Sankirtan, and if one's heart yearns to swim and sport in the ocean of pure love of Krishna, then one should take shelter of Lord Gaurachandra's feet.
Yes. Without that, nobody can get Krishna. Prema. Because Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanya, most munificent incarnation. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanyam, Negauratvishanam. Srila Rupa Goswami offered this pranam mantra to Mahaprabhu, who is most munificent, because he gives Krishna Prema. Do you understand? He is the only incarnation who gives Krishna Prema. Nobody gives Krishna Prema. Mahavadanya. Most munificent incarnation. Those who surrender unto him, those who take shelter at Gaura, indiscriminately, he gives Krishna Prema to them. Do you understand? Dante nidhaya tunakam padayo nripatya krutva chakakusatam me tadahum brabhi brabhubrabhi me. He sadhava sakalam evo vihayo durat gauranga chandra charani krutanuragam.
I take a straw in my mouth. I fall down at your feet and flatter you. Oh, sir, you are such a great and intelligent man. There is no one greater than you. You are so intelligent, rich, and beautiful. You may ask, why are you being so humble? Why are you flattering me? What is your intention? Tell me. Oh, sir, you are a great sadhu. You have learned so many nice things, I know. But kick them out, please. Whatever nonsense rascaldom you have learned, whatever hogwash things are in your brain, kick them all out. Throw them all far away and place all your love in the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga.
Lord Gauranga. Therefore, getting straw in his mouth, saying dandavat, requesting. Prabhupada Saraswati. Because if you do like that, definitely you will get nam prema. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu gives prema through chanting holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Do you understand? If you do like that, then you will definitely get Mahaprabhu's mercy and you will get nam prema. Because Mahaprabhu indiscriminately distributes this nam prema. And that verse is also there. Chaitanya Chandra Amrita. This is Prabhupada Saraswati Pad. Patra patra vitaranang na kurute na so param vikhyate deya deya vimarsako nayo hi na bhakala pratikhya prabhu. Sadyo jasravani khyana pranaman dhyana nina durlabham datte bhakti rasam saeva bhagavana gaura param megatihi.
He does not consider whether a person is qualified or not. He does not see who is his own and who is an outsider.
Yes.
not consider who should receive and who should not. He does not consider whether it is a proper time. The Lord at once gives that nectar of pure devotional service that is difficult to attain, even by hearing the messages of the Lord, seeing a deity, offering obeisances, meditating, or following a host of spiritual practices. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Gaura Hari, is my only shelter.
You understand? Such is Gaura. Therefore, Premananda Das, Vaishnava says, Uttamo dhamo kichuna masilo jachiye dile kokolo Uttamo dhamo kichuna masilo jachiye dile kokolo Koi Premanando imano gaurangi hrudaye dhariya bolo
Koi Premananda
So doesn't discriminate whether one is very elevated, whether one is most fallen. But offers is our lap. Please come to my lap. Please come to my court. Indiscriminately. Never discriminate whether one is very elevated, most fallen. Never discriminate. Without discrimination. Who offers? Who offers? He showers mercy. Offers his lap to everybody. Come to my lap. Come to my court. Kaya Premananda Yamana Gauranga Hudaya Dhariyabala. Such is Gauranga. Wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous. Gaura. Premananda Thakur says, keep that Gaura in your heart. Keep that Gaura in your heart and say, Bhaja Gaurango, Kaha Gaurango, Kaha Gaurangiro Namari, Bhaja Gaurango, Kaha Gaurango, Kaha Gaurango, Namari, Jejana Gaurango, Bhaji, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangira Namari, Jejana Gauranga Bhaji, Seyamara Pranari. Do the bhajan of Gauranga, utter the name of Gauranga, speak about Gauranga. Those who are engaged in Gauranga bhajan, they are my life and soul. Premananda Das Thakur says, and this is Narottam Das Thakur also says, Gaura Prima Rasanavi Sita Rangi Jivaduvi Gaura Radha Madhavantarango Narottam Das Thakur says, Gaura Prima Rasanave Sitarangi Javaduve Radha Madhava Antaranga. He is very intimate. Radha Madhava, who drowns himself in this Gaura Prima, ocean of Gaura Prima. Do you understand? Ocean of Gaura Prima, who drowns himself in the very intimate Radha Madhava. He may be a grihavasi or a vanavasi. Do you understand? May be a grihavasi, vanavasi, may be a grihastha or jati. Huh? Living in griha. Huh? Understand? Or living in the forest, whatever may be. If he always says, ha gauranga, ha gauranga, ha gauranga, oh gauranga. He is I, Narottamdas Thakur, beg for his association. Do you understand? Such a Gaura Bhakta, the devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu is wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous vigraha. There is no difference between Gaura and Krishna. In tattva, they are one. Gaura is Krishna, Krishna is Gaura. But only difference is that Krishna and Radha, Mahabhava Maji Radha, when they combine together, become Gaura. You understand? In Braja Leela, there are two forms, Krishna and Radha. Do you understand? In Braja Leela, Rasaraja Krishna and Madanaksha Mahabhava Radharani, two forms, separately manifested. But in Gaura Leela, Rasaraja Krishna is combined with Mahabhava Mai Radharani and become one body, not two bodies. This is the only difference. Otherwise, Krishna is Gaura, Gaura is Krishna. There is no difference between Gaura and Krishna. Do you understand? And there are so many sastric inferences, evidences. Nanda Sutta Balijare Bhagavate Gai Sei Krishna Vati Na Chaitanya Goswami. Bhagavato says Nanda Sutta, whom Bhagavato says Nanda Sutta, son of Nanda Maharaj. He is Gaura Chandra. He is Gaura Chandra. Do you understand? Ehi Gaura Chandra Dave Janmila Gokule Chaitanya Bhagavata says. Same thing. Sat Damodara Goswami says, know me, Krishna Swarupam. I pay my obeisances to that Gaura who is Krishna himself. So, special characteristic for Gaura is Radha-bhava dviti subalitam. Krishna, when accepts Radha-bhava and dviti, the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani appears as Gaura. Otherwise, same Krishna. Chaitanya akhyam prakata madhuna tadvayam saikyam aptam prodhananda sarasati pada ekibhutam vapuravatubo radhaya madhvasya. Chaitanya ekibhuta vapu, one body. Vapu means body. Radha and madhva when become one body, that is Gaura. That is Gaura. Otherwise, no difference is there. Sri Gaura Kopi Brajavirahini Bhava Magna Sakasti. Chaitanya Brajavirahini, feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna, like damsels of Brajabhumi feel. The same mood is Gaura. Bhava Magna, with that mood. Sakhyava Radha Madhuripu Vapur Bhati Gauranga Chandra. Radha and Madhuripu Madhusudana Krishna. One body is Gaura Chandra. Purpose is Krishna is Gaura, Gaura is Krishna, Krishna Leela is Gaura Leela, Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela. But as there is no difference between Nami and Nama, Abhinnatam Nama Namino, there is no difference between Nami and Nama, understand? Name of Krishna and Krishna himself, no difference between Krishna himself and name of Krishna, Nami Nama. Understand? But it is there, purposma parameva hanta karunam, of this Nami and Nama, Nami and Nama, latter is more merciful than the former. Though there is no difference between Nami and Nama. Understand me? Purvasma parameva hanta karunam. That means, of this former and latter, Latter is more merciful than me. Nama is more merciful than Nama. Otherwise nothing. The same. Understand? This is the purport. Therefore, everybody should take shelter of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without that, absolutely necessary in this age of Kali. Without that, nobody life will be successful. As this is the example. This example is the champion, poetic champion, Keshav Kashmiri, who took shelter, therefore got the mercy of Mahaprabhu. His life becomes successful. Bhagyavanta divvijayi sapala jivana vidyavara pailo Mahaprabhu's run. Bhagyavanta, he became very fortunate. His jivan, his life becomes successful. He has the perfection in his life when he took shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without that, in the age of Kali, nobody can achieve success in his life. Do you understand? All should, absolutely necessary, all should, without any condition, surrender unto the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully munificent. Without discrimination, the Savas offers, offers his lap. The Savas must. And without discrimination, indiscriminately offers Krishna prema. And that is the ultimate requirement, the prayojana tattva, fifth purusartha, rarely achieved human birth is meant for that. Without that, the man of jivan, the human birth, will never be successful. Nobody will achieve any perfection. That is absolutely necessary. Take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much. Prema Purushottama Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai! Prema Purushottama Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai! Gaurangara Madhur Lila Ki Jai! Gaurangara Krupa Lila Ki Jai! Gaura Rasa, Chaitanya Charita Amrita Amrita Pipasu Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bola.
Gaur Priyajana Srila Gauravani Maharaj ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Understand? Chant Hare Krishna, dance? No, unless you chant and dance, you cannot get. You cannot get unless you chant and dance. Huh? Bolo! Hare Krishna, bolo! Nacho!
You say Hare Krishna.
This Leela is an ocean, Guru Maharaj, but you're churning that ocean.
Ocean of nectar. Nectarian ocean, amruta. Chaitanya charita amruta, amruta. You understand? Amruta means nectar. Nectarian, ocean of nectar. Only one. Jahar eka bindu. Amrutera sindhu. Chaitanya charita amrutera sindhu. Jahar eka bindu. The premi punyaya bhashai. One drop of. One drop of that ocean will inundate the whole world with prema. One drop only. Such is Chaitanya Leela. Chaitanya Charita. Amrita Sindhu. The ocean of nectar. Just one drop from that nectar can inundate the whole world with the flood of prema. Yes. Such is Chaitanya Charita. So nectarian, so sweet. So nectarian, so sweet. And so, that's the Audarjya Leela. Krishna Leela is sweet, Madhurya. Because Krishna is full of all sweetness, all beauty, all sweetness, madhurya. Krishna Leela is madhuryamaya Leela. It is all sweet. But Gaura Leela is more than that, is both sweet and both magnanimous, magnanimity, Audharja Leela. Madhurya and Audharja. Two parts are there. In Leela, first time, there are two parts. One is Madhurya, other part is Audharja, magnanimity. And Mahaprabhu's Leela, Gaura Leela, is both sweet and magnanimous. Audharja and Madhurya. Yes, that is Gaura Leela, special characteristic. It's Audharja Maya Leela. Full of magnanimity. Adhuta, wonderful magnanimous. Magnanimous Leela. It's Audharja Maya Leela.
Cannot receive prema without Mahaprabhu's mercy.
Nobody gives prema. Only Mahaprabhu gives. Nobody gives prema. Mahaprabhu gives indiscriminately. Never discriminates. Krishna discriminates. And Mahaprabhu, Krishna doesn't give prema at all. He keeps it hidden. Rakhe lukaya. Keeps it hidden. But when that Krishna comes as Mahaprabhu, he freely distributes. You understand? Krishna gives this prema, he is the prema pradata, he is the giver of prema, but Krishna doesn't give prema, he keeps it hidden, keeps it in very, very secure place, chamber, inside another chamber, locked very tightly. In such place is secure. But when he comes as Gaura, broke open all chambers, freely distributes. That is Gaura. That is Gaura. Mahabharanyavatar. Prema Purushottama. No Mahabharanya. Krishna Prema Pradayat. He gives Krishna Prema. Nobody gives Krishna. That is special characteristic of Gaura.
So this is a very auspicious time.
And this Kali Yuga is special Kali Yuga. Because Gaura appears and distributes Krishna prema freely, indiscriminately. It doesn't appear in all Kali Yugas, only in the special Kali Yuga. He appears. Though you are very fortunate that you are born in this Kali Yuga and get such opportunities available for you, and you should have it. Don't miss the opportunity. If you miss, then most unfortunate you are. I've held the opponent, then you become most fortunate. Such a popped up fellow, poetic champion, who are disregarding Mahaprabhu, great offender, he got mercy. What to speak about us? Said, oh, he's a boy. Teaching the children grammar, ABCD grammar. What he knows, Alankar? I know. So pride. And how nicely, very pleasing way, Gaura Mahaprabhu crushed his pride and saw what his question to him. He saw his Gaura. Yes?
It's said in that verse that he got Mahaprabhu's mercy because of his vast erudition and scholarship. So, how... Is it... Normally we understand it's something from a previous, like some Sukriti or something. How is it that Kashmiri got that?
He got this scholarship erudition by the favor mercy of Saraswati. Do you understand? Mother Saraswati's mercy, therefore he has such scholarship and erudition. And that Saraswati told, whom you met is Supreme Pat Swam Vishwara Bhagavan, my husband. How can I help you before my husband? Therefore, you have been worshipping me throughout your life. Now this is the benediction available to you, that you met my husband. Go, next morning surrender unto me. That is what. Understand me? Because of that he got mercy.
Wasn't he also an incarnation of Nimbark? Nimbark Bhagavan? There's something mentioned in Navadvipa Mahatmya.
No, Prabhupada gave it. That disciplic succession of Nimbarka Guru Parampara, he comes in that Guru Parampara, he is not Nimbarka. isn't it? Mahaprabhu. I mean, Prabhupada in his purport gave the disciplic succession of Nimbarka Sampradaya, Kesava Kashmir comes in that Sampradaya. Because he got Mahaprabhu mercy, therefore came in that Sampradaya. Or I could have come.
Kevi Kanapu, he said that Kesava Kashmir was Sandipani Muni in Krishna Lila. Kevi Kanapu said that he was Sandipani Muni in Krishna Lila.
Keshav Kashmir was Sandipani Muni in Krishna Lila. Keshav Kashmir? Sandipani Muni? Ganga Das is Sandipani Muni. Chaitanya
Bhagavata says
this. Yes, Chaitanya Bhagavata says this. Ganga Das, Mahaprabhu learning from Ganga Das. Obvious. Chaitanya Bhagavata says this thing. He is Sandipani Muni. Krishna was learning. From Sandipani Muni, and Gaura is learning from Ganga Das.
Then how is it Guru Maharaj?
Sometimes it seems like there's some contradiction.
Some contradiction. But Mahaprabhu didn't learn anything from Kesava Kashmir.
I was good.